Aroha Awara is a well-known writer, journalist and filmmaker, but perhaps one of his greatest achievements has been looking after his own health. He's with us today to talk about an issue that is very Māori, and that's the prevalence of type 2 diabetes. It's a battle many people are involved in. Thanks for sharing some kōrero about life this time around. Aroha, tēnā koe, kia ora anō and welcome back.
Morena, Dale. Thank you for having me today.
Thanks very much. It's not often that we talk about your work, but today we're talking about your tinana and issues that are quite personal. And part of the reason that diabetes is such a challenge is because over the years we haven't been particularly open about it, and as guys we need to talk health issues. Are you okay to talk about diabetes?
Oh, definitely. I think the thing about diabetes, especially type 2 diabetes, everyone has this whakama when they get diagnosed, and I got that as well, because type 2 diabetes is, you know, a reflection of one's lifestyle, the choices that they make in terms of their diet, the lack of exercise. And so the first thing when you get diagnosed, for me personally, it was like I've become a statistic, and I'm part of that statistic, and I allowed that to happen. So your first reaction is to not want to talk about it, to not really own up and to be honest about what you need to do, because you're just kind of in that grief period. But, you know, the reality about having diagnosed with type 2 diabetes is that it is mainly lifestyle as opposed to type 1, which is hereditary. It's something that can't be helped. And so, we don't normally talk about it because of that whakama, that shame that's attached to it. But it's important that we do, and I found that as well, to talk about that. You know, the reality is the trajectory of your life, if you get type 2, if you don't do anything about it, there's amputation of your feet or your toes, there's dialysis, blindness, they're really reality, and I've seen all those things happen within my own whānau. And there's also death is the worst case scenario. With me personally, I didn't really take it too seriously when I was diagnosed 4 years ago. My wake-up call came when I actually did have an amputation. And so the reality of what type 2 diabetes means, if you don't take care of yourself and take it seriously, is that start of that trajectory. And then I kind of saw my future, and I said, if I didn't really do something about it, then, you know, there's going to be more toes, maybe a foot, maybe a leg, blindness, all those things that just can't be avoided if you don't take care of your health. And that was my wake-up call to do something about it and to be open about my journey and to be open about the struggles, because it's hard and it continues to be hard. Even 2 years ago, I was the face of a new pharmac drug that was released for diabetes. I was in posters and a TV ad campaign to talk about the struggles, because the reality is within our whānau and our Pacifica and Māori whānau, we dominate the stats when it comes to diabetes. We are the top of all the bad statistics when it comes to diabetes. In fact, our Pacifica and Māori youth are 18 more times, are 18 more times more likely to be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes than any other ethnicity in Aotearoa. So that's a really alarming statistic, because if it's starting young, then, you know, that message needs to get out there. I've actually, for Sunpix Productions, it's a Pacifica TV and film production company, I'm directing a documentary. We're on the tail end of it, and it should be released this year, called Maisuka. And Ngairi Fuata and Stephen Teflin saw those statistics among Pacifica youth especially, and they thought we really need to do something about it. They chose me to direct it because of my experience of having type 2 diabetes. And on that journey of directing this documentary, I've met a 15-year-old who has just been diagnosed and trying to understand the reality of that. And at the other end of the scale, I interviewed a 26-year-old father of three who was diagnosed as a teen but is now blind. So he's impacted his life because, you know, he did not listen to his body and just disregarded what he needed to do to help him, and now he's blind. It's impacted his life forever. So as I was directing this doco, and I kind of bookend these stories when I was filming these interviews, I realised this is why we're doing it. So you've got a young youth who's just been diagnosed, trying to understand what that means, and then you've got the reality if this young youth doesn't do something about it, then, you know, this 26-year-old is that reality that you go blind. But like I said, that's the realistic trajectory for type 2 diabetes if we don't take it seriously. You know, it's inevitable, and it's an epidemic within our culture, especially here in Aotearoa. The reason why your producer reached out to me today is I posted on Facebook on Friday. So after I got my toe amputated, I thought, wow, this is a wake-up call. I really need to do something about it and be honest with myself and go on this whole water journey because I didn't want to get any worse. And so 2 years and getting up in the mornings and going for runs and watching what I eat and making really small changes at first to make sure that lifestyle is embedded in my life. And the good news is on Friday I had reversed my type 2 diabetes and I'm being weaned off at medication. I was taking 4 diabetic medications for the last 4 years. And I'm being waning off them slowly because at this stage in my journey, I don't need it. And at this stage, my blood sugar levels are normal. They were off the Richter scale when I first got diagnosed. And there was a fear within my doctors that I needed insulin. I was on the verge of that. And like I said, having your toe amputated or any amputation in your body is a wake-up call. And I hate to think if I didn't do something about it, what position I'd be in now, today, wouldn't be in a position where I've received that good news. But in saying that, Dale, it is really tough. I mean, it still continues to be tough for our whanau, and it's just making those small changes at first. They do make a difference. Exercise is key. You know, we have to regularly monitor our blood sugar levels. And I do find if I regularly exercise, then it does impact my blood sugars. If I don't exercise, then my blood sugars are quite high. So that's something that we can do, walking, moving, but also making those healthy, better choices. You don't have to go on a diet. I never went on a diet. Just I was really common sense of cutting down on the sugary drinks. And making this little options, no kind of Coke Zero opposed to real Coke, looking at the options where, you know, the sugar levels are a bit lower than the alternatives. So, yeah, that's my kōrero.
And it's wonderful, to be honest, Aroha, that you're willing to share your own journey here. And it is noted, and it should be inspiring for many who are grappling with similar situations. Well, same here, because I was on the verge myself of sort of getting into that I was in pre-diabetic range, and like you, had to do something about it. It's not easy, but I thank you for sharing your own personal kōrero, and obviously, you know, things are on the improve for you. But look, the main message we want to get out today, via your kōrero and willingness to share your own personal circumstances, is that it is compatible, but we have to take it seriously. Please don't ignore the signs and just sort of trundle on with the same old, because if you're heading in that direction, well, Aroha Awada has already shared with us what can result. But there is hope, as he has displayed. And right now he's pulling on his leggings and his Nike shoes, and he's just about to hit the pavement. Hey, bro.
I'm actually on the beach in Ohope at the moment. Currently, it's beautiful, and I'm going and doing my exercise. So,
pick up some of that wood and pile it up and torch it up for Matariki for us, would you please, mate?
I will. I'll try not to get arrested because I don't have a permit, but I will.
Okay, good on you, Aroha. Good catching up with you again, mate. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dale.
Mauri ore kia koe, bro. Thanks. Aroha Awada.